point, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink filmmakers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No. It's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty. Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it.
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Shit! Oh, fuckers, take all you want!
Doing a show?
Yes.
Here?
Huh?
Hiatus?
Hiatus.
But not really a hiatus. It was more like
holiday
vacation.
That's all. It's a holiday break.
We're allowed a holiday break.
We haven't taken a holiday break. Well, no, we can't really say
no, that. We take a holiday break every time there's a major or minor holiday.
and we also take one every time there's a 100-year storm. So
that's
three of them so far.
Our next holiday break, Martin Luther King is coming up in a few weeks.
No.
Followed by President's Day, Lincoln's birthday.
No.
Followed by Good Friday.
No, actually, you're already... Well, two things we need to ramp up for. Number one, that we should start talking about, first and foremost, is Toy Fair.
Well, that's...
First weekend in February.
Yeah, 8th, 9th, 9th, 10th.
We already 10th, got 11th? Our save the date for the Hasbro nap.
For the lecture.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you've ever been in, if you guys ever went to college, right? If you guys are all went to college, I'm not making passing judgments on anybody, whatever. The point is that if you ever went to college and you went to a big school, like a state school, a big university, and you sat in one of those.
Think biology 101.
Yeah. Like those bleachered classrooms. Yeah. Think like. Rodney Dangerfield's back to school when he's in the business class, and it's like those stadium seating, and it looks like there's 400 people in the room.
It's a lecture hall.
It is. That is the Hasbro presentation, and for the last couple of years especially, it's been that exciting.
Sure.
So, I mean, and that's being facetious and sarcastic, but it really has been, and last year was pretty dreadful.
Well, you know.
And this year... isn't shaping up any different.
But we'll get to that.
We should probably say this is Big Kez Geek Stuff.
Episode 272, sir.
Yes, I didn't want to screw up the number.
I know, that's fine.
Is it 272?
272. You know what we do? 7 years in March, sir. Seven
really?
Years.
Wow.
Yeah.
272?
That's it.
Are we going to have a 300 party?
Maybe we'll have a 7-year party.
Can we have a 300 party? But we dress.
I am not dressing as a Spartan.
300?
I'm not dressing as a Spartan.
Why? That's brilliant.
Because no one wants to see either of us in Spartan gear.
Let the photoshops begin. That's right, folks. This week's contest, Big Kev and or OG photoshopped as some
Spartans
from 300. And we have a hell of a prize for the winner.
Scary.
Hell of a prize. Prize provided by Kotobukiya.
Ooh.
Yes.
Fancy.
Yes.
Where
can they send those, since I just announced a contest?
Apparently you're just, you're going off book tonight.
I am off the hook today.
You're throwing caution to the wind.
That's it.
This is Big Kev.
We've been going through the product archive.
Yeah.
And there is enough stuff there that we should be giving like 10 things away a week.
No, sir. No.
But let's start with
one. That's a really large post office visit for me.
Let's start with one.
And our post office lackeys are well lacking. So
lackeying.
So, of course, you could send those entries. And this is going to be emails only, because I don't want you submitting these through the Twitter.
That's
or
right.
Like
emails
that.
Only.
So this is going to be BigKevsGeekStuff@gmail.com. BigKevsGeekStuff@gmail.com.
And please, two things. One, in the subject bar, please put the 300 contest.
That's right. 300 contest.
That's number one. And number two, please open all of your entries with, "Hey, Big Kev."
That's right. And that's how you get your entry immediately disqualified for this contest, as well as all future contests. That's right. This year, I'm tracking IPs.
Oh, really?
Smart asses.
Wow. And then also next week,
we're
going to be starting a fabulous new initiative with the GVM line.
That's right.
So more details about that next week.
Sure.
So there's that. And then, and I know I've said this 100 times, and I'm really sorry.
No, you're not.
It's all my fault.
It is.
But Little Fifi's Who Stuff is going to be coming back to this program.
Sure, it will.
Hopefully by the end of this month.
You're going to regenerate it like a new doctor.
Exactly. There you go. What a nice tie-in, OG. Very good. And then, of course, the other exciting announcement is the long-awaited official launch of Big Kev Eats Stuff.
No, come on.
Right.
In 2016.
This is the year. This is the year.
Sure it is.
Big Kev Eats Stuff.
Sure it is.
It is. You keep saying that.
I'm actually going to get in shape so I can dress as a Spartan for the 7-year episode.
Okay. Let's do this.
Well, before we actually do that.
Wait, I just actually did that thing that I always tell you not to do.
I know. I know. And
off the hook today.
And
people.
Not only did you do that, but we gave the episode number.
Oh yeah.
But we still haven't actually named the episode.
The title of the episode this week is Exit Through the Korean Barbecue.
I was gonna call it Big Kev Fuck Stuff Up, but Exit Through the Korean Barbecue works.
What? I didn't fuck anything up.
No, you're just.
I'm off the hook.
You're
man.
A free.
I'm rocking and rolling. I'm moving. I'm shaking.
You're a free range chicken.
You know what? We got a lot of stuff going on.
Sure.
A lot of stuff cooking, and God willing, one of the many pots we have on the boil will actually turn into something this time around.
Hopefully, one of the pots on the boil is not just dirty socks.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We have a lot of dirty fucking socks.
There are a lot of socks.
But every now and then. There's a nice souffle.
That's right.
That's what I'm hoping this year will be the year of the souffle.
And this week's souffle was kimchi pancake. Was that what that was?
That
was good, that thing.
Okay. Did you ever sit in a restaurant? Now, I'm, OG and I, OG a little older than me, but you ever sit in a restaurant, because we're adults, and sit in a restaurant and eat an entire meal and know basically nothing about what you just ate?
I have no idea anything that I ate, and the things that were named for me,
right.
I'm still not sure they were what they were.
But I knew that I
like
know,
the acorn pudding, for example.
I did know three things.
I don't think that was acorn.
I knew three things.
Okay.
Chicken, beef, and pork.
That's right.
Those three, I got cold.
I got the major proteins down.
Right, right.
There were a couple of vegetables I recognized, and a couple I didn't.
And a lot. Didn't know how they were prepared.
I knew what the seaweed salad was.
We ate them.
Oh, sure.
We weren't like, you can't eat that. We ate everything.
Absolutely.
And there was leftovers, which was really weird.
Yeah,
because
leftovers. And, at the beginning, well, should we say who we ate with?
Well, yeah, we will in a second. But I just want to say, whenever we go out with a group of people, we clear the table like hurdlers.
Yeah, normally.
Like, it is like, because I don't want to get into names or anything. But certain one-eyed individuals that we always go out to eat with, and certain other artist individuals.
I was
going to
say, it's not even, you have to worry about the other one.
I know.
You have to worry about Argonaut.
I was, oh,
Argonaut the Juggernaut.
Oh, I know.
Stealing people's food. Yo, and eating people's food. Scarecrow, too. He's always just as bad.
I know. I was getting him, too. I'm trying to beat around the bush.
Oh, no, I'm not beating around the bush. Scarecrow be like, oh, was this your bacon-wrapped asparagus? Because I thought it was mine.
Yeah.
Licking his fingers at the end of that plate.
What about Dickie Page?
No, he doesn't steal from me, usually.
No, Dickie Page eats, though.
He can eat.
He's a British guy. He can eat.
He can put it away.
I'm just saying. I've never gone to a gathering with any of our friends in this arena.
Right.
And there have been anything left over.
Absolutely.
And there was leftovers this time, and I was like, what the hell happened?
And Vin, maybe we'll order more at the beginning of the meal.
Do we need more? Do you think we need more?
No.
We don't need more.
No, there was leftovers.
So let's talk. We had the awesome opportunity to spend time with one of our dearest friends. You know him as J. Rue.
That's right.
We know him as his true artist name, Banksy.
No, that's what you call him.
I'm just telling you, I have proof now.
House, do you?
I now have proof.
That's right.
And the point is that we and of course Vin,
right,
and his lovely lady,
right,
whose name I've forgotten,
right, from My Plastic Heart,
My Plastic Heart in New York City. So the six of us,
right, and
OG
J. Rue's lovely,
yes,
lady
and
as well.
J. Rue's, yeah, lovely lady.
Linda,
yes. She's so
lovely.
Adorable.
She is.
She is.
She's a sweetheart. Adorable.
Anyway, the point is, the six of us were like, oh, we get together for dinner. Jay was like, come on, come into the city and we'll have some food and blah, blah, blah. And then so many things happened that it was amazing. Like, they were like, where should we go to eat? And I instantly said, we should go for barbecue.
Let's go to
barbecue place that OG and I love and many of our friends love as well, called Rub.
That's right.
Right? On 23rd, I think it was,
yep.
And I was like, we should definitely go. And the big thing about Rub this past year, like about 5 months ago, a Hummer crashed through the front of their restaurant.
Right.
So they were closed to do the repairs. They did the repairs, reopened, and I was like, yeah, let's go to Rub. They're reopened now, blah, blah, blah. And apparently, called up the number, Rub went out of business.
And we don't know why.
And the website was still up and running.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
So
then J. Rue, or Banksy, was like, hey, let's go to Korean barbecue.
Actually, no, and before that,
was it?
It was, let's go to the
Blue Smoke. Yeah.
Right? Which had like a wait for like, it was like 6 days, and you had to sacrifice a child
to
get a table. So then it was Korean barbecue.
Let's go to K-Town.
Right, K-Town.
And OG and I are like, yeah, K-Town.
What's K-Town?
What the fuck is K-Town?
I didn't know there was a Korea town in Manhattan.
It's not
Manhattan.
Really a town, though.
It's it's like a half a street.
K-Block.
Yeah.
We're going to K-Block.
That's right.
So, which was great.
It was awesome.
Because it was, OG and I had never done it before.
Sure.
And so we were like, yeah, we'll go. We'll get some food. We'll get a massage.
Yeah, right.
You know, we'll get some nuclear weapons.
Everything.
We'll do it all. And so Gangnam we met
style.
Them there. We went to a lovely place.
Right.
I believe it was called Miss Korea.
It was Miss Korea.
And it was really good. They cook right at the table there.
It's like a cross between like hibachi and fondue and do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
And they just came and spread 35 dishes on the table. There was no room for anything on the table because there were little dishes of little things
of everything.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And then they cooked the meat and some vegetables.
But it was very good. Food was delicious.
Awesome food.
Company was excellent.
Yeah, great company.
It was a fun night. A
lot of fun conversation
there.
So we want to say thanks again to J. Rue or Banksy for setting that up and inviting us. We had a great time. And, of course, it was great seeing Vin from
Absolutely.
My Plastic Heart. If you're in Manhattan, you should check out My Plastic Heart.
You should, in fact, check out My Plastic Heart.
Do we want to say the one other thing that we're supposed to send them?
No. No, we want to save that.
Do we want to save
that? Yeah, we want to save that.
All right, that's fine.
We'll save
that. So that'll be funny. When that happens. So anyway.
So
now.
You could do that thing that you tell me not to do, but you're going to do it anyway.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Oh.
That would be doing the thing that I said that you shouldn't do that I already did.
Okay, but now I'm going to do it.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
There it is.
All right. Let's get into the show.
You want to go with that first?
No, we'll save that.
Okay.
Well, we'll do it during this segment.
Oh, that's fine. No.
I want to get through the movie type stuff, TV type stuff first, and then we'll get to like the producty type stuff. Does that work for you?
Yeah, sure.
This is just a quick. This is just a quick 1-2 punch because I finally saw a date, and I don't know if this has been announced before. But Arrested Development, The new season that's going to be exclusive to Netflix.
Yep.
May 4th is the day now.
I hadn't heard that, but that's great.
So that's. I just wanted to put that out there. Cool. If you're not a fan of Arrested Development, you should become a fan of Arrested. It's three seasons.
Are they on Netflix?
They are, in fact, on Netflix.
Are they on streaming or disc only?
Streaming.
Oh.
Yeah, you can stream
them. Definitely check them out.
Yeah.
You can knock it out on a Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's three seasons, and it's a great show. Yep. Fantastic cast.
Yep.
So there's that. Also, another just quick 1-2 hit, but... Clerks 3 apparently is confirmed for 2014, although I don't think there's an official release date.
That sounded like crickets to me.
Is that what that was? You know what? My hearing's a little off.
Oh.
It might have been crickets.
Okay.
I'll have to listen during the replay.
Just saying.
You know, whenever we want it. So, yeah. All right, let's move on to Guillermo del Toro.
Our friend Guillermo del Toro.
Uh-huh. So in an interview this week, he pretty much sort of confirmed, but didn't give any real specifics because there are no real specifics.
Hellboy 3 without me.
No. The DC movie.
Uh-oh.
That he's apparently going to be working on.
Uh-oh.
Which we heard a while back that he was going to be doing something for DC and Warner, and it was going to be...
I want to take a stab.
Go ahead.
It's going to be... Phantom Stranger.
No.
Don't say anything. Is it Dead Man?
Sort of.
It's Justice League Dark.
Sort of.
Okay, I don't know.
So, no, but that's it. It's like in that dark realm.
Yeah, of course.
And the characters that are being tossed about are Dead Man, Swamp Thing, Etrigan.
Ooh.
Dead Man, Swamp Thing, Etrigan. Oh, and Constantine. So, yeah, but he says, I'll read his quote. The roster that you're talking about is my childhood. Swamp Thing for me is a rock star. Demon, the Jack Kirby demon, Etrigan, is amazing. And then you go to Constantine, who I thought was an amazing creation. I want to do the Constantine from the comics. Very specific.
Yeah.
Dead Man. It's really a lot of work, but a lot of fun. Now, there's no script yet.
Right.
But the thought is that this is almost going to be a counter to the Justice League movie that they're working on at the same time.
Yes.
And apparently it's going to be...
A counter.
To a certain degree, it's going to be... The rumor is they want to fast track it. Like, they want this to go into production soon.
Right.
But Del Toro has got quite a bit on his plate right now.
Well, that one just came out, right?
The one just came out, which I forget the name of it.
I can't remember the name.
Pacific Rim, by the way, new trailer for Pacific Rim looks fucking amazing.
Okay.
Is coming out this year. And then I heard that he still wants to do The Mouth of Madness, or Mountains of Madness, with the one that's the Cthulhu.
Oh.
The Lovecrafty Cthulhu one.
No idea.
And then there's this, of course. So God only knows what else. But
okay. All right. Our breath waiting.
The movie that got the most news this week, as far as like consecutive stories,
right?
Believe it or not, Sin City 2.
Oh, really?
Yep. Three major casting announcements this week. Christopher Maloney was cast.
Oh,
but in an
Stabler,
but in an unnamed role.
Stabler?
Yeah, I liked him on that show, and I liked him for the short-lived
his two
appearance on True Blood.
But
I liked him on Oz. I mean, as a general rule of thumb, I like Christopher Maloney.
I'm afraid of Christopher Maloney.
He looked like he on the roids.
He just looks like those SVU where they had to hold him back.
He's fucking jacked.
I would not mess with Chris Maloney.
So there's that
unnamed Chris Maloney role.
Right. Also cast this week is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, for God's sake.
Now, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the character that he's going to be playing, Johnny, is a new character.
Of course.
For the film. But it's a new character that I believe has, like, the Frank Miller thumb-up stamp of approval.
Wouldn't Frank Miller have been writing this character?
Is he still working on the screenplay entirely? I know Rodriguez is still directing. I didn't know if Frank Miller was only producing or if he was still doing the screenplay.
I thought this was another co-directorship.
It might be. I don't know.
Which
but
means,
either way.
If that's the case, I'm sure Frank Miller is writing this character.
And last but not least is a replacement casting from the
boy.
First film.
Oh, boy.
I'm upset. Not by the choice, because I think the choice is really good.
Is it someone who replaced Brittany Murphy?
No.
Because?
No, I think the casting choice is a good... Like, I like the actor,
uh-huh.
but I like the actor from the first one.
Okay.
So, Josh Brolin, is stepping in for Clive Owen mm-hmm. and replacing him as Dwight.
Yeah.
I really liked Clive Owen as Dwight.
I really loved. Why? Did they give a reason?
No.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know if it's... And I don't think it's Clive Owen is busy, because has Clive Owen done anything in recent history? So either it's there was a conflict there originally, or maybe he has something coming up.
Maybe.
Or maybe Robert Rodriguez wants to work with...
Josh Brolin.
Hmm. But again, I like Josh Brolin.
That's all pleasant.
So, you know.
That's all pleasant.
So, there's that.
I still don't think it's going to happen, so we'll wait and see.
All right.
It's like Thor.
No,
When I'm sitting in the theater and the lights go down.
I think this one's actually going to happen at this point.
Thor happened, so
there we go.
Anything's possible. Not only did Thor happen, but it was
good.
Not bad.
So I know.
Anything's possible.
Except
a good Justice League movie.
Well,
not
we'll
possible.
See. Let's
Superman movie.
Let's talk about some
or Green Lantern movie.
Let's talk about some product
in
news.
The news segment?
Product news.
Okay.
News.
Go.
So I've got one and you've got one. The one I have is short lived, but I wanted to bring it up.
Okay.
Eagle Boss.
Fortnightly.
Yes.
At a news agent near you.
Yeah, but this is not chess.
Okay.
But it is DC.
Okay.
This is the Batmobile line.
Collection, yeah.
So there are 5 vehicles currently slated.
Uh-huh.
Different incarnations of the Batmobile.
They actually started, they were in previews this month.
Right.
So they've been solicited.
But I don't know that all of our listeners know that, so I wanted to mention it because a lot of our listeners did jump on the Eagle Moss bandwagon, and not just because they wanted chess, because they liked the pieces. They liked the quality of the pieces,
awesome.
The price point of the pieces, etc. So now we have this, they're going now and they're doing Batmobiles. I'll post a link to where you can find it.
Right.
But the line looks awesome.
Eagle Moss also announced, and I think solicited maybe 2 months ago, like Lord of the Rings chess.
Yes, I heard about this.
But I haven't seen anything about it since, so I'm wondering if they bagged it.
I don't know. I mean,
it would be a shame because they
didn't
Batman
bag it
because
the Hobbit was a flop, because clearly that's not the case. So,
but
I don't know.
It would be a shame if they bagged it. Because initial orders were bad or something. And the real shame is that those Batman pieces are stunning.
Right.
Like them or hate them, which I like them. And last week, by the way, another one of the bonus pieces came out. It was Batman on top of the Bat Signal.
Right, yes, you said that.
And another terrific piece, by the way. So, I hope it's not for something stupid like that.
Sure.
Because I think that would mean people would really be missing out on what I think could be a really quality product. I want to get that one. I want to get that set too, the Lord of the Rings set.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I don't know if I will, but I want to.
But you want to. All right, let's move on to, I'm making you keep to a promise.
Yeah.
You can rant, but you got to keep it in focus.
Okay.
Because we'll rant more about this, I'm sure, in 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
We're just going to report the news.
Just reporting the news.
Hasbro. Star Wars.
Yep.
Droid Factory 2. Vintage collection.
Droid Factory.
Okay. Droid Factory.
Right. So let me give a brief history here. And it goes like this. Hasbro's been putting out for the last 2.5 years or so the Vintage Collection, which is they've been doing ultimate versions of characters on vintage style cards, which are the cards like the cards from the 70s when they first came out. They've been taking characters, really sculpting the crap out of them, giving them great articulation, really making them screen accurate.
Right.
Kind of like doing the ultimate version of this character. So they can, you know, so it's like, we've done the ultimate version of this character, so we'll have to do it again, kind of thing. Not that that's the case. Because, like, they can do the ultimate Darth Vader, and they'll still make other Darth Vaders.
Right.
So, that said, they announced last year that the vintage line was going away. Now, the vintage line is going away because last year they flooded the market with Episode I toys.
Right.
To support the film. And depending on who you ask, if you ask Lucasfilm, that was Hasbro's decision. If you ask Hasbro, that was Lucasfilm's decision. So we've heard both sides of the coin here. But that said, it clogged the pegs with figures nobody wanted. No one's saying they're not beautiful figures. We're just saying nobody wanted them. Then they had other lines with less articulation that were more intended for kids. They also didn't do great. They tanked the Clone Wars line by pulling articulation out of there. And, you know, like, just when things are started to kind of get really good with regards to the Star Wars line. Well, honestly, they've been on a decline for maybe the last 4 or 5 years at least. But the point is that when you think you've hit rock bottom,
right?
When you think like, okay, the vintage line could be the cornerstone Star Wars line forever, right? Not that they would ever do that because they want to mix it up so that they can re-release characters on different cards and collectors will get them, blah, blah, blah. We know that. However, this week, or rather at Celebration, I should say, they announced the vintage line. Well, we already knew the vintage line would be ending. They announced the replacement, which was going to be the Droid Factory line.
Right.
This was going to be characters still kind of done like the vintage line in the sense of trying to do ultimate versions of the characters, articulation, movie accurate or whatever accurate, because right, they weren't all movie
show
figures.
Accurate.
Yeah, whatever.
EU
game
accurate.
Accurate, yeah. Characters with articulation and accessories and all these great things that they've been doing in the vintage line, they were going to continue that under the Droid Factory name, and we were going back to Build-A-Figure, which is why it's called Droid Factory, because they were going to have a little piece of a droid, and every series you'd be able to build one or two droids, actually, I think was the big deal
right
about that. So and everybody went ballistic in the good way because it was like, oh, everyone loves Droid Factory because you get more droids, more characters that way.
Right.
And everybody likes the fact that they're going to continue to do these awesome characters like the Vintage Collection was. And because the Vintage Collection was not canceled, it was put on hiatus because maybe it'll come back someday.
Right.
Right. So yesterday or Monday, this week, they announced, Hasbro announced, Droid Factory has been canceled. They used the old adage of it's all about pricing. We don't want to increase the pricing and so on
right
and so forth, which nobody in the Toyosphere believes.
Okay.
The most popular theory in the Toyosphere is that Disney, who now owns Lucasfilm, pulled the plug because they want Droid Factory to be something exclusive to Disney World.
Okay.
So the prevailing theory is that's one theory, I should say, not prevailing. One of the theories is that's what happened and it got pulled. The press release, do you want to just give us a quick read on the press release? It's only like a
few lines.
The
whole thing if you
want. Go ahead. Yeah, let's do it.
Star Wars fans, the Droid Factory line, which was slated for spring 2013, has been canceled. We were very excited about this line at its inception and wanted to give fans an early sneak peek when we unveiled it at Star Wars Celebration this past summer. Unfortunately, since then, through the course of development, we realized that the price would have to be increased and we felt that the value we were adding with the droid parts was no longer substantiated. As a result, we have decided to rework our 3¾ figure program to create a line that is on par with the quality and pricing of the Vintage Collection. Many of the figures intended for the Droid Factory will become available in this new line in the fall. We will be able to share more news on this at Toy Fair. We also recognize that there were many hard-to-find Vintage Collection figures in 2012, so as we shared last December, we will re-release many of these figures this spring before the Vintage Collection goes on hiatus, making way for some of the most exciting new initiatives for Star Wars collectors in years. Thank you for your continued support and enthusiasm. Regards to Hasbro Star Wars team.
Okay, so let's break this down really quickly. The long and short of this is that despite what it may say in black and white in front of you, there will essentially be no new Star Wars figures in 2013. That's how I read that.
Okay.
And what they're going to do is in the spring, they're going to re-release some of the harder to find. And we've also seen some of the list of the harder to find figures. And not a lot of harder-to-find figures are on that list.
Okay.
So already that is a point of contention. One of the hardest figures to find was the Imperial Navy Commander. You know the guy with the giant swoopy black helmet on? He's one of the most he's one of the hardest figures to find. He's not on that list.
Okay.
At least the initial list that they were talking about.
Right, right.
So we'll see if that's going to change. That said, Hasbro is now saying, well, what will happen is in the fall, we will release these figures that we've been talking about in some mystery new line that doesn't have a name, and it's going to come in the fall. Now, historically, anything Hasbro has said they're going to release in the fall never comes out in the fall.
It gets pushed.
It comes out at best in the winter. At the end of the fiscal year, right around holiday time, which really means it's not a 2013 product. It's probably more likely going to be a 2014 product. Ergo, as far as single carded figures go, we haven't heard anything about vehicles or anything else because we've already seen 2013 vehicles are already starting to hit. Single carded figures of Star Wars from Hasbro, there will be nothing new in 2013. That's what I read that to say. It goes on to say that, you know, they'll be revisiting and there'll be initiatives and all that. Well, we know what the exciting new initiatives are. There's a new movie in 2015.
Right.
So clearly next year at Toy Fair, we're going to be talking about the new movie.
Mm.
We will.
Mm. I think it's too early.
No, if the release date is 2015, they're going to do preview stuff.
Yeah.
At the end of 2014, we're going to Toy Fair in 2013. Next year we'll be going to Toy Fair in 2014.
Right.
Looking at 2015, it's absolutely going to be about the new movie. We may not have anything.
Yeah.
We may not have any imagery, figures. We may have absolutely nothing to look at, but that's what we're going to be talking about. Right. Absolutely, we'll see. Guaranteed.
Well, with all that being said,
that was a big discussion.
That was a big discussion.
We just had it.
I know.
That's it. You don't have anything to say.
What am I going to say?
Isn't this bothering you?
No. Remember, we're just the facts. Because I want to hear what Hasbro actually physically has to say, both at LectureCon and when we run into them later in the day, the next
LectureCon.
And later in the day, the next day, when we run into them on the floor somewhere, and we're like, "All right, just tell us."
Listen, I don't like the way you're characterizing the Hasbro fan media presentation.
I'm calling it LectureCon.
I called it NapCon, so it's fine.
Please, no food or drink inside the theater.
I just want
stow all of your electronic devices under your seat.
We can't provide food for you because it's the Time Center.
That's right.
I want to reiterate something here while we're saying this now. Maybe Time Center, not the place for this presentation, because Hasbro had one of the best industry parties I ever went to in the spring.
Right, but remember, this isn't a party.
No, I know. Let me put that aside. Presentation.
Right.
Instead of party, I'll put in presentation.
Well, the problem is, I don't know. I don't think there's a space in the Javits Center for that showroom.
No, that's fine.
So they have to do it somewhere that has, remember, this is LectureCon plus showroom.
Yeah, I understand.
It's one big.
Yeah, I know.
It's one big thing.
I know. I'm very selfish. I only want things for me, and I don't care about buyers and anybody else.
The truth of the matter is, I would prefer that they just do it a little bit differently. What I'm saying is, instead of making us sit through the lecture and then make us go into the clusterfuck that is the showroom downstairs, why not just break us into the groups right away? And how about you have someone talk at us for 10 minutes downstairs?
About each thing.
Cut out the whole first 3 hours.
Because I know why.
Or whatever it is.
I know why they can't do that. Because they can't show us slides.
Right.
And since there's nothing new to see, by and large, nothing new to see in the showroom, they have to show us new stuff, and it's only in slide
Except
form.
That we're getting too inside here.
All right. So let's break it back out. Let's talk about the real important part of this story, and that is this will be the first time that I can think of since the 90s when this line was resurged that there hasn't been new figures in a year. And I applaud them saying, no, we're going to have new figures out in the fall of 2013. I just don't believe it's true.
We'll have to wait and see.
I know.
Much like a Thor film.
Look, it's
much like Sin City 2.
It is. But I think it's a pretty big thing. There's already people writing about this is the end of the hobby.
No, it'll never be the end of the hobby. Well, especially not with new films coming.
Do you know what the best thing
is? It will never be the end of the hobby.
The best thing I read over on Jedi Temple Archives,
right?
Which is a site, if you are a Star Wars fan, toys and so on and so forth, you should definitely be reading Jedi Temple Archives. Somebody over there, in response to the Hasbro article, wrote, this is the time to pay down those credit cards.
Exactly.
And buy those extra display cases from IKEA.
Exactly.
It was awesome. I don't know who that guy was, but bravo to him. And with that, OG, I know you're chomping at the bit to take a break.
I'm just saying we should take a break. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And with that, OG, we'll take our first break on Big Kez Geek Stuff, episode 272. Exit through the Korean barbecue.
Ahoy, hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. And a Happy New Year. Who said there's no announcements in January? Thanks to CES, we've got some news. In a surprise announcement, NVIDIA has revealed Project Shield, a handheld game system that plays PC and Android games. Sounds amazing? Well, not really. The form factor is an Xbox controller with a 5-inch screen on top, which can be folded down for portability. Which, there are already solutions for the Android phone, which you can attach buttons and grips onto your phone. Project Shield runs Android games, but does not run PC games. It merely streams them from your computer. So forget playing Far Cry 3 on the train, you'll need to be within Wi-Fi distance of your computer. And Shield only streams games that are available on Steam. So a large selection of games, like Battlefield 3, are instantly incompatible. And you will need a specific series of NVIDIA GTX video cards in your PC, so anyone with an ATI card is out of luck. If you want to play PC games in your living room, just hook a PC up to your TV. Or wait for Valve's mysterious Steam Box. And if you want to play Android games in your living room, wait for the $99 Ouya. There isn't much reason for Project Shield to exist, which is why I think it's going to be a dud. Ouch. LEGO Marvel Super Heroes has been announced. After Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Batman, LEGO had my curiosity, but now it has my attention. Get ready to choose from around 100 Marvel characters to smash through piles of LEGO pieces. Spider-Man, Hulk, Thor, Loki, Captain America, Wolverine, Deadpool, and Iron Man were all pictured in the artwork to promote the game. Not many details have been announced, but LEGO games are consistently good games for all ages, so this should be really good. The voice actor for the character 3-Dog from Fallout 3 tweeted, "To all my Fallout 3 and 3-Dog fans, there may be more dog coming. Fingers crossed." Whether this means a Fallout 4 announcement is imminent, I have no idea. It's just a voice actor on Twitter. But fingers crossed for Fallout 4 sooner than later. The first Call of Duty Black Ops 2 DLC map pack will be released on January 29th. The maps are Hydro, Grind, Die Rise, Downhill, and Mirage. With Call of Duty Black Ops 2 having the best multiplayer in the series, here's some fresh maps to keep the goodness going. And finally, a duo of Pokemon games have been announced. Yes, that's still a thing, and Pokemon has a rabid fan base. Pokemon X and Y have been announced for the Nintendo 3DS. First in the series to have a 3D world map, opposed to the old-school 2D top-down view, which Pokemon have been grasping onto for much too long. I'm not exactly a fan, but the kids seem to get a kick out of these games. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kez Geek Stuff, episode 272, Exit Through the Korean Barbecue. Don't forget, if you'd like to talk about anything we talked about in segment one, or perhaps we didn't talk about something that you wanted to hear us talk about, or perhaps you want to just call and say how much you love us, you can leave us a message over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
That is correct, sir.
And don't forget, you can also reach us at our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
And you can leave comments and check us out and friend us and like us and all the things you're supposed to do in Facebook. And then there's the Twitter.
At BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG.
Yes. And there's also the MySpace.
No, there is no MySpace.
There isn't?
No.
MySpace is coming back.
So. Our YouTube page is coming back. BKGeekStuff.
Oh, really?
No, MySpace is not coming back because we're not musicians or comedians.
Oh,
that's it. That's
okay. Because somebody actually said
we're
that.
We're funny
to me
looking,
the other day.
But we're not comedians.
Somebody said that to me the other day. MySpace is coming back. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
MySpace is like the projects of social networking.
Wow.
No one goes there anymore unless you're looking for something shady.
Wow. That is so hurtful. Okay. Is there another social media that I missed?
No, we did the YouTube, the Facebook. message boards, of course.
You know, you can get you can get each and every episode.
Sure. Over at BigKidsGeekSeth.com.
BigKidsGeekSeth.com.
You subscribe in iTunes.
iTunes, you can leave us a review.
Sure.
There's a lot of stuff you can do in the new year for the show.
That's right.
What about that donate button, sir?
The donate button is still there.
Still up
and
working?
Feeling lonely, I might add.
Okay.
No one goes to visit. I'm just saying.
Yes, but we're not at the...
we're not at the Begathon yet.
Not at the Begathon yet. That's a spring activity.
That is the spring activity.
So, OG, we should do some DVD stuff.
Geek stuff. DVD news.
All right. There are four major releases this week.
Wow. Major releases?
I'm saying all four of these are major.
Okay.
Dread. Out on Blu-ray this
really?
Week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get
see?
That.
See? That's a major release.
I would say. I'm pissed because I didn't see it in the theater.
I know. Our UK listeners, especially not Booker Matt, but the other Matt, I'm sure he's very disappointed in us. I'm sorry, Matt. We tried.
We did see The Hobbit. There were Brits in there.
They Brits?
Some of them.
Frankenweenie also out this week.
What do you mean? Are the Brits in there?
But I'm teasing, sir.
Bilbo.
Yes, I understand. Martin Freeman. I understand.
Yeah.
Frankenweenie out on the DVD this week.
Yeah, I did not hear really anything good about Frankenweenie.
Really? Oh, I heard a lot of people
really?
Have really enjoyed it. Yeah. I like the Tim Burton.
Oh,
I like that genre of film, Corpse Bride.
Yeah.
You know, Nightmare Before Christmas, that kind of thing.
Motion, stop motion.
Archer season 3. If you're not watching Archer, shame on you.
Well, that would be shame on me then.
You should be watching
Archer.
Is
that on the Netflix, sir?
That is on Netflix.
Okay.
And I believe it is streaming as well.
Oh.
But what I'm calling
my future,
the biggest release this week.
Oh, I'm looking over your shoulder to try to see what it, if you say Smash. Oh, well, now I know where to look. It's not Smash.
It is.
Wait, hold on. It's not Smash. It's not.
You might not be able to see.
Does that say Third Rock from the Sun?
It does. But look, listen. I know that you're getting up there in the year, so you might not be able to see it. The pictures are a little small on the screen over here.
Uh-huh.
But
it's only because it's a PC and that.
Red Dwarf X is out this week. That's right. The U.S. will finally get to see the new season. Fuck you, PBS. And
wow.
And that is out this week on the Blu-ray.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Speaking of them on the Blu-ray,
sure.
Did they release the original?
No. Okay. It is not yet.
So then I'm just going to buy the regular.
I've been waiting. The regular season? Is that what you were going to
say? I'm going to buy it regular and not on
Blu-ray. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is available on Blu-ray.
That I understand. But the original season?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm waiting for it.
Okay.
I'm hoping that this might
spur it
resurge,
along.
You know, spur.
Right.
Because I'm pretty positive you can get it outside of our region on Blu-ray, just not here.
Gotcha.
But I would love to own them on Blu-ray. I would love to own them in a collection, too.
Can we take a second in the D&D?
Sure.
Oops, that was a slip. The DVD, to talk about this new phenomenon that's happening, which also kind of may signal the death knell of the Blu-ray.
Are you talking about the triple features?
The triple feature?
Yeah, this is nothing new.
I know. It's not new, but it's new to Blu-ray.
Well, yeah, but you know what? It doesn't signal the death knell of Blu-ray. It just means that Blu-ray is finally becoming reasonable price-wise.
Well, that's true.
You know, I mean, we've had $5 and $6 Blu-rays for quite some time now.
I just get scared.
I'll be honest with you. I would buy that Blu-ray.
Which one is that?
It's Goonies, Gremlins, and Gremlins 2.
Yeah, I'm not buying
that. I would buy that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have Gremlins and Goonies on regular DVD.
Right.
I don't have Gremlins 2.
Well, see, for you, that would be an upgrade.
It would. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
As an upgrade, I would buy that.
I would check the contents, though, before you leap in.
To be honest with you, for the most part, I don't watch bonus content anymore.
That's
I barely have time to
that's
watch
like
a movie.
That's like the best reason to have a DVD is bonus content.
Sometimes there's something really intriguing that I want to, but it's just like fucking comment. I hate commentary.
Okay.
I do. I really, I don't like it for the most part.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Geek stuff. Comics, books,
comics.
And graphic novels.
Yeah.
I got a couple.
Good. I only have one.
Which was?
Batman Detective 16.
Right, which is a Death of the Family issue.
Right.
That
and
I got this week.
I thumbed through it. And I'm really a little too far behind to be thumbing through books ahead of where I'm actually reading.
I am a little behind on Death of a Family as a whole.
Right.
I think I'm 1 week behind. I didn't read
okay.
last week's issue. So I will have to check that out.
All right. Well, wait. We should hold on a second. Who did it? You know,
oh, sorry.
It's
Jay Lehman and Jason Fabok.
Okay.
So the same creative team that we've seen in the past.
Fabok's nice.
And of course, like we said, it's the Death of the Family continuation.
Sure.
I think, though, this is the end of Death of the Family in Detective.
I think it's got
one or two more issues left in regular Batman,
right.
But it's coming to a head.
Gotcha.
So there's that. Green Arrow 16, I picked up this week.
Also
the only
from
thing
DC.
Significant. Also from DC. The only thing significant about this issue of Green Arrow is there's nothing significant about this issue of Green Arrow, except that starting with issue 17, which comes out February 6th,
right.
The new writer on the book is Jeff Lemire, who pretty much brought back Animal Man and a couple of the DC
books. Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's pretty much said, without actually saying it, is that he's kind of rebooting the character again. Uh-oh. Because pretty much everybody acknowledges that Green Arrow is shit right now.
So is this Oliver Queen? Or
it is Oliver Queen.
Connor Hawk?
Nope, it's Oliver Queen.
Is Connor Hawk the name of the other one?
It was Connor Hawk. Uh-huh. No, and Roy is, you know, Roy is in
Roy's
Red Hood.
Roy's in Red Hood, yeah.
But,
is he still using the little arrow guns?
No, not really. But what Jeff Lemire has pretty much said...
Who's this writer? Ann Nassetti.
Lemire has pretty much said that he is highly influenced and taking a lot of inspiration out of the Mike Grell run.
Right, I figured.
And that the tone will be much darker, much grittier, and that we're probably not going to see as many trick arrows, which sucks for me because I want the boxing glove. But that aside, I'm really excited about his take on that character. So, so that's the significant part about 16. This is out this week.
Okay.
Star Wars, number one, from Dark Horse and Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
This is the new book that takes place between New Hope and Empire? Or is it Empire and Jedi?
I believe it's New Hope and Empire,
right?
Because what takes place between Empire and Jedi is
Shadows
of
the Empire.
Of the Empire.
So I've heard a lot of buzz about this. And so I wanted to pick it up. Yeah, of course you can.
I want to look because I am a trader on Star Wars. So.
I will likely trader raider this. But I really wanted to read the first issue to decide whether or not trader waitering it was the way to go.
Brian Wood has written the script. I know that name.
Okay.
Carlos Deenda is the artist. Cover art by Alex Ross. Oh, probably should have got that then. In the Shadow of Yavin, part 1 of 3, despite its victory at the Battle of Yavin, which ended with the destruction of the Galactic Emperor's fearsome space station and the Death Star, the fledgling Rebel Alliance is still struggling to find new allies, new sources of supplies, and most importantly, a new location for a permanent base. In the quest for a new home, three of the Rebellion's greatest heroes have journeyed to the edge of the Outer Rim.
Well, oodalali.
So
yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about the book. I haven't had a chance to read it yet because as soon as I got home from the comic book store today, in the 10 minutes I had between getting home and getting ready to do the show, not to get too personal, but, you know, I did have to evacuate.
You had to evacuate. That's clever.
So I took that time to decide whether or not I was going to treat Superior Spider-Man number 1 as something I want to keep in the bag and board or possibly wipe my ass with when I was done.
Wow. Okay. And
look, I knew I was going to need toilet paper. That's all I'm saying.
Dan Slott, Ryan Stegman, and Edgar Delgado responsible for this.
All right. So I'm going to go on record.
Okay. You go. Now, listen, I just want to say this.
Yes.
You can rant.
I'm not going to rant.
But you need to stay on
That's
focus
fine.
Or whatever.
That's fine. I understand. You can do that to me because I did it to you.
Hasbro.
I don't agree with the people who are threatening Dan Slott's life. The people who are issuing death threats.
Who is threatening its life?
I don't agree with that. All right. And my issue with what's going on with Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, Superior Spider-Man, is not that they killed Peter Parker.
Okay.
I could care. Not that I could care less, but if it meant something.
So this is.
If it was legitimate.
Right.
If it was sticking.
Right.
Right. I'd be okay with it. But as a long time comic book reader, as a longtime person who's been abused by the comic book industry,
and
both Marvel and DC,
and particularly this title,
because I'm not letting anybody off the hook, and particularly this title, Clone Saga, it's going to be, what, a year before they retcon and bring Parker back?
Uh-huh.
All right, this is the spoiler alert.
Apparently not.
This is the spoiler alert.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't read Superior Spider-Man number 1 yet, and you don't want to have this spoiled for you, la-la-la yourself for the next minute or so, all right? Mute the volume, whatever you want to do. Already, they're setting up the return of Peter Parker in issue 1 of Superior Spider-Man.
Yep, in the dumbest way I've ever seen.
So So Peter Parker is Yoda-ing Doc Ock.
Pretty much.
He's Ben Kenobi-ing. He's Anakin Skywalker-ing.
So
he's Qui-Gon Jinn-ing.
Can you briefly explain to me what is going on here?
Yes. Doc Ock has been dying for quite some time, okay, in the Marvel Universe. He's like wicked dying. He was dying like the cancer was eating him. I don't know that it was actually cancer.
Whatever
it was,
it was
everything, right?
Superhero disease.
So as his last, and I should say
disease,
that the End of Days storyline with Doc Ock, where
end
Doc Ock
day
was already starting to die, I think it was End of Time, End of Days,
whatever
the fuck it was called, was actually really good.
Okay.
It was a great story.
Okay.
Immediately following that, however,
uh-huh,
Doc Ock figures out a way to, through his little Doc Ock robot, to transfer his consciousness
uh-huh
into Peter Parker's body. Yes. And vice versa.
The right old mind switch.
Right. So now Peter Parker's mind is in dying Doc Ock's body.
Right.
And Doc Ock's mind is in young and vibrant and ready to shtup Mary Jane's body.
Right.
Right. And ready to shtup Reed Superior's Super Spider-Man 1. So that's pretty, and in the last issue of Amazing Spider-Man, in issue 700,
right,
pretty much what happens is Peter's consciousness, he's still alive in Doc Ock's body for part of the issue.
Right.
And he's able to kind of, he's able to, through Doc Ock's own technology, kind of like transfer all of his memories back into his body. So pretty much what you have now in Peter Parker's body is Doc Ock controlling the body.
Right.
With Peter Parker playing good angel. Kind of, do you know what I mean? Like,
oh my God.
He shows him all the terrible things that he had to endure. And,
okay, I have an analogy.
In the final panel of 700,
uh-huh,
Doc Ock is like, I can't believe this. This is so terrible. All the things. With great power does become great. And I am the new Spider-Man, and I will maintain that man. So in the final panel of Superior Spider-Man number uh-huh one, Doc Ock is getting ready to kill Boomerang or Shocker or some useless
someone
fucking villain that's part of the new Sinister Six now in this new book.
And
Peter Parker's consciousness steps in and prevents him. And
appearing as a blue ghost.
Oh, that's why I fucking said Yoda. And I'm going to read the quote because it's just too good.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter. You can't hear me, can you? You don't even know I'm here. Doesn't matter. You don't get to kill. I won't let you. I don't know how, but I'm still in the fight. I am Peter Parker, and I swear I will find a way back in 24 issues, 1 year's time. That's my prediction. So my issue isn't that they've done this, because they've done this to us over and over
sure
again. My issue is the spectacle that they've made of it.
Uh-huh.
Again, so when I went to go buy issue 700 of Amazing Spider-Man, I
right
walk into my local store, and the guy's like, and the young lady working behind the counter is like, look, I got one issue left. I'm like, one issue? What the fuck? You guys always have like 50 issues of Amazing on the show. She goes, yeah, well, you know, people came in today, and they were like, oh, I heard on CNN this morning. I heard on Good Morning America. I heard on Today Show. And they were coming in and buying 4 and 5 issues apiece. And the same shit happened with this. I walked in today, there were 2 issues left. And I was like, same thing? She's like, the same people that were here 2 weeks ago. 3 and 4, 5 issues apiece.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, really? Fucking really? It's the spectacle of it. The story is shit.
Right.
It's garbage. I'm going to read it at least for another issue or two because I'm a glutton for punishment.
Uh-huh.
And I need something to complain about because I'm part of the geek mungeon culture. And I'm a Spider-Man fan. So I feel like I have to take this abuse.
Okay.
I feel like I need to take the abuse.
Gotcha.
But, so I don't care about the fact that they're doing it. It's just more bullshit.
Right.
I care about the spectacle of it.
Right.
I care about the ploy of it. I care about the...
making a news moment
right
out
it's
of it.
It's just silly.
Northstar's gay, and he's going to get married, and he has AIDS,
but
and he's adopting a baby.
You know, if you want to read it. But,
uh-huh,
you know, he's Yoda. He'll be back. They're already setting up the return. He's Yoding. It's going to just be a bunch of snarky Doc Ock and
Doc
his body.
Doc Ock won't be back, though.
No. Yeah, he wouldn't have a body to go to.
That's right.
Unless.
Unless.
A catacomb Doc Ock. That's what I'm predicting.
And at some point, you can expect Doctor Strange
to
be making an appearance in this book.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's the same shit over and over again.
It's Marvel.
They want to do it, that's fine, but the spectacle of it is just insulting.
Do you want to hear something funny?
Sure.
I picked up another Marvel book.
Savage Wolverine?
No.
What book?
I'm going to read Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, did that come out this week?
No, got solicited.
Oh, okay. I might check that out as well.
Well, the other one, I'm definitely going to read Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
I'm considering reading Nova as well.
Why?
Because it looks really good.
All right.
And it's kind of removed from the whole insanity of the X universe. That's kind of what I like. I'm gravitating to books that are standing on their own.
That are staying
outside. Daredevil standing on their own. Cap is really on his own, if you've read any part of his book. And I think Guardians of the Galaxy will be by and large the same, and I think Nova might be as well. So I haven't committed to anything yet. I said maybe, but that's kind of where I'm at.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to go first?
No, you should go first.
I have two things.
Okay.
I'll do the smaller of the two.
That's a shame, because we could have worked that segment like we both got a chick to talk about today.
Ba-dum-bum.
Your chick is your second piece. Your second piece is not a chick.
No, I'm going to do that second.
No, I'm sorry.
My
first piece
is not a chick. Yeah. No. Out this week, or finally starting to ship this week. I shouldn't say finally, but shipping this week, OMFG. Series 2. Again, this was the collaboration between October Toys and Toy Break and the art community as a whole. So the Kickstarter shipments have gone out this week. I believe if you go over to octobertoys.com, either by the time you hear this or within a day or two, the Flesh set, which is the original colorway, will be available on their site. And some of the exclusives are already starting to roll out. I know Tenacious Toys, I think, will be shipping their white set
Benjamin
this week. Luke's Toy Store shipped their metallic gold sets. Now they went back and did series 1 and then did series 2. I got those this week, and I actually spoke to Luke of Luke's Toy Store, and he has some of the metallic gold still in stock. So check those out. Go over to lukestoystore.com.
Cool.
And again, you know, just check out the OMFG. I don't have to spend a ton of time on it, but check out what the OMFG are. Check out the project. It's a really cool project. Series 3 has already been voted on and will go into production. The Kickstarter campaign will happen soon, I'm assuming. And then they'll probably start submissions for Series 4, I would think, soon, too.
Wow.
All right. You go.
I'm talking about DC Collectibles. I believe it's part of their Cover Girls. Is that part of their Cover Girls series?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, in any event, it's a brand new Harley Quinn statue. Now, I know what you're saying, but Kev, we just had a Harley Quinn statue like 2 weeks ago. And you would be correct, because that Harley Quinn was actually the Harley Quinn as she appears in the Suicide Squad.
Right.
Which is her new kind of red and blue look.
Right.
What we have today is actually Harley from Arkham City.
That is correct.
And it's a really beautiful piece. Do we have information on the sculptor?
Let me see. I can tell you right off the bat that the price point on this is $125.
Okay. Wow. Really? That much?
Let's see. Sculpted by Jack Matthews.
Uh-huh. We've seen Jack Matthews stuff before. We're fans.
Hand-painted cold cast porcelain.
Uh-huh. Stands about 8 inches tall or so.
9.2 inches tall.
Ooh, I was an inch off.
Weighs an astonishing 8 pounds. That's pretty heavy, actually. I'm
8 pounds? That's got to be the whole box.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the shipped weight.
I don't see...
This thing does not weigh 8 pounds.
I don't see what the edition size is.
No, I don't see anything on the box indicating that either.
Yeah.
So they're continuing the DC Collectibles. We don't have to number things thing. Great sculpt. This is the classic, much more classic Harley Quinn style. Blonde hair, ponytail. You know, the classic red and black, you know.
Right, but it's like bondage gear from the game.
Well, it is, but yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, one of my problems with the last Harley Quinn was I'm not a big fan of the Suicide Squad look.
Right.
So to see that they've still done a figure that's, you know, retaining the classic look, I think is a really good thing.
Sure.
I don't. I also don't understand.
I don't know how I would call it the classic look. I think that's what I was getting at. It's like an update. It's like a. It's an edgier version of the classic. Because you say the classic look,
scheme?
And I okay. But you say classic look, and I think
I know with the hat,
Jester hat.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Gotcha. No, I meant not the new look is what I meant. And furthermore, I don't understand how they would release a Harley Quinn statue and then a few weeks later release another Harley Quinn statue.
I think it's catering to two different audiences.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. That's a really good
because
point.
I think people see you as a Harley Quinn collector have both.
Right.
But people who are not a fan of Suicide Squad but are a fan of Arkham City would be interested in this and vice versa.
Right.
So
good point,
you know, I think it's the same audience, but it's also two different audiences.
Right. Yeah, it's very true. And you said the price point was $125. I have no indication on the box of what that is either, so I'm going to go with you on that and say that's what that is. And, not much else to say about her. She's got it's a great bat base. It's a great sculpt.
Yeah.
Matthews is a really good sculptor.
Absolutely.
We've said it time and time again. So you're going to want to check that out. I think you can go to dccomics.com.
It's or DC Collectibles.
Something. Like I think it's comics.com and then select the collectibles. Something.
I'll post the old linkaroo.
Gotcha.
All right. I have one more piece.
From another friend of ours.
It is from another friend of ours. This is the newest piece by Doc A in collaboration with Arts Unknown. This is Bella Delamere. I have a little bit of flavor text here. Discarded with the sump oil at a very early age, Bella was swept downstream until she found herself by the sea. She soon made friends with all forms of aquatic creatures and was taken and raised by a family of kraken, the smaller, lesser, spotted variety. Upon reaching adulthood, she returned to the surface and emerged into society. Remodeled after her adoptive kinfolk, the tentacles do not raise many comments around town, but her insistence on always wearing a mask certainly does. Much speculation is whispered about her true identity, and one day she will reveal her secret to the father who left her for dead. So,
what is this part of?
Well, this is part of. I think it's part of his whole sort of little world,
right?
But it's part of the. It's part of the Mectorians line, I think.
Okay.
And I say that because for a while he didn't have the rights to Mectorians, but he recently got them back.
Oh.
So I don't know if this stuff is falling back under that banner.
Gotcha.
But I'm pretty positive she's part of the Mectorians world. And, of course, most of these pieces that we've been talking about, Chester, Runecorn, and that stuff, that's all part of this little world, too. This is a great piece. This is the first colorway. No real articulation in this piece, but it's not really a figure so much as it's a
7-8 inches.
Yeah, perhaps more than that.
No, really?
7-8.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, maybe 8. Maybe somewhere in the 8 realm.
It's got that steampunky feel.
Absolutely. Well, it's
Doc
as
A?
Most of Doc A's done.
Right.
And again, this colorway particularly, because some of the other colorways that he puts out with other, they tend to lose, in my opinion, they tend to lose some of the color scheme of the steampunk.
And you know what's funny, though? All the one-off stuff that we've seen of his, like when we went to the My Plastic Heart show with Guillermo del Toro.
That's right.
Most of the stuff he does, one-off stuff, is all like this. It's all steampunky, brassy looking.
Right,
so you know
that's
where his heart lies.
Oh, absolutely.
And I guess the colorway stuff is just, you got to do that these days, I guess.
But yeah, she stands at about 8 inches tall, vinyl, I'm assuming. She's about $100, somewhere in the $80 to $100 price point range, depending on where you pick her up. She does have a dagger behind her back. And again, you can see like the tentacle legs, and she's kind of got like with the suckers on them, and the suckers are kind of designed in her hair.
Right.
The mask does not remove.
So you don't know who.
So you don't know what's under there. She does have a key in the back that is removable.
Uh-huh.
Although the key is a little loose. Doesn't sit in there quite so snug.
A little fun tack in it?
No, I think as long as you're not playing with her too much, which you're not really going to play with this piece, she'll probably be okay, but I would just say be cautious.
As long as your Kingdom Come figures don't crash into it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Fucking Amazon, Wonder Woman, whatever the fuck that figure. Armored Wonder Woman, I hate that figure. Fucking Green Lantern, that big... Anyway, so what I would be interested to see, though, a couple of things here. What I would be interested to see, though, is if down the line he does a second release of the character,
right?
Sans mask. Because I'm kind of interesting. I'm kind of interested in the backstory of the character
in the flavor. The way she is.
I know, but there's intrigue there, and you kind of want to know what's behind the mask.
Who is she?
The other thing that I really like about this character, which is something that I've criticized in the past, and God knows I'm a huge Doc A fan. I mean, I have pretty much most of his production stuff that comes out that I can afford. And that isn't, like, super limited that I can get. But
and some of those one-off things that you were trying to outbid Guillermo del Toro on?
Yeah, not so much. But a lot of his characters that are in the male variety look similar. The mustache is very similar. The monocle, there's a lot of similar.
There's a look, a style.
This really steps outside of that.
Oh yeah,
the style is there,
right?
But just by the fact that she's female and not male,
right,
separates her,
okay,
considerably. But there are aspects of her that I think really make her stand out. It's a beautiful piece, so definitely cool. Check this out. I happened to pick this up over at Art Attack Toys. I don't know if they still have any more in stock, but I believe Tenacious Toys is probably going to have some in stock, I think, at some point, so you can check them out over there. And you probably can find her on the second market, I'm sure, as well. So check that out. Check out spookypop.com. I think that's Doc A's site.
Right.
I think he actually has mectorians.com as well, so you can check that out. And I think that's it.
And with that, OG, we'll take our final break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 272, Exit Through the Korean Barbecue.
Hey, this is Rob Paulson, better known as Pinky.
And Maurice LaMarche, better known as The Brain. Yes. And you are listening to Big Kev's
Geek Stuff.
Narf. Quiet, Pinky, I shall have to hurt you.
The Pinky and the Brain.
Narf!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 272, Exit Through the Korean Barbecue.
You know what you can also get at a Korean barbecue?
What?
Super Power Collectibles!
I don't think you can get that there.
Shh. It was the only segue I could come up with.
But I hear with coupon code. Little kimchi on the side.
Superpower Kimchi.
Superpower Collectibles for all of your geeky needs.
Uh-huh.
Statues, comics, toys, tons of things to check out.
Tons.
Go over to superpowercollectibles.com. And, of course, like I mentioned a moment ago, there is a coupon code Big Kev.
There is, and that gets you $10 off any offer of any purchase of $50.
That's right.
And it also gets you free shipping.
That's right.
With any order over $99.
That's right.
And
you should say what the code is, of course.
It's Big Kev. You already said it. You said it.
No, I was saying Big Kev, the proper noun.
You said no, you said coupon code Big Kev.
I said there is Big Kev.
No, you said coupon code Big Kev.
No, I did not.
I think they got the point.
I don't think they did.
The point is, at Superpower Collectibles, you can find all of your collecting needs, books, toys, statues, all of these things are there for you. Hey, and you know what? You're getting money off. Just use the code BIGKEV for $10 off any order of $50 or more, or free shipping on any order over $99.
That's right. So superpowercollectibles.com.
Yes. Check them out. Help yourself. Help the show. Help the sponsor. OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Arrested Development, the new season, hits Netflix May 4th. Clerks 3 has an official release year of 2014. Guillermo del Toro doing his DC Dark movie with hopefully characters like Swamp Thing, Etrigan, Deadman, Constantine, etc. And in the Win the Most News Stories This Week award, Sin City. Sin City 2, A Dame to Kill For. Josh Brolin replacing Clive Owen as Dwight. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, also known as Robin.
Not known as Robin.
That was his name in the movie, Robin.
Really? Who called him Robin until the end of the movie?
I'm just saying.
Just
playing a new character,
all
Johnny.
You know, hold on. I got to cut you off. People need to let this shit go. The Nolan Batman universe is over. Let it go. People talking about who's going to be a Robin movie. No, there isn't.
and Christopher Maloney in an undisclosed role. Also in the news tonight, we talked about Eagle Moss coming out with that awesome Batmobile line.
Yeah.
And hopefully a Lord of the Rings chess line. If we hear some more information on that, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I wonder
as
what
well.
Happened there.
And then, of course, the Hasbro news regarding the future of Star Wars, at least for the next year or so.
And the way I read it is that there will be no new, essentially, there will be no new Star Wars single-carded figures for the 2013 year. That's
in,
what I read it as.
Correct.
Until we get corrected at Toy Fair.
Toy Fair. And then we'll report back. Of course, we should mention Toy Fair in a couple weeks. So
yes, we will be
we'll
there.
We'll hopefully have a lot to talk about.
Yes, if you're going to be at Toy Fair.
Don't find us.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. If you're going to be at LexerCon.
Yeah, exactly.
Snuggle up.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
I'll bring blankets this year.
I, you know what? Oh, my God. Thank you.
What?
You just gave me this brilliant idea.
You bring a blanket and a pillow?
I'm bringing a blanket.
Like an airplane pillow?
I don't know if I need a pillow. I think the blanket will make this statement up. That is hysterical. Oh, my God, OG, you're a genius.
I try. In DVDs this week, there are four that we mentioned. Dread out this week on DVD. Archer Season 3. Frankenweenie. And, of course, Red Dwarf X all out on DVD this week.
Uh-huh.
In comic books this week, it was Detective Comics.
16.
Yep. Death of the Family storyline.
Right.
And, of course, I think that storyline is starting to finally wrap. Not finally,
up.
But I think it's wrapping up soon. Also out this week, Superior Spider-Man number 1. And I don't care about Green Arrow. And Star
you
Wars number
care.
One. Star Wars number 1.
Right.
The bridge between New Hope and Empire.
Right.
I wonder if this is officially, unofficially, official canon. And canon.
No, because the only official
I know,
canon
I know.
Or something.
We had three things to discuss in product this evening. OMFG Series 2. Of course, you could check those out. There are, of course, five great figures in this. I don't think I mentioned the figures.
Oh, they have names?
So there's five. Actually, technically there's six, but really there's five.
Muscleman never had names, did they?
I believe they did.
Oh.
Grim Gord, Cuddlehard, Cryborg, Puke Knight, which is actually technically two figures, because the puke ghost that comes out of Puke Knight is separate. Separate figure. And what I'm saying is my favorite piece in the line.
The outhouse?
No, that was in Series 1.
Oh.
The Phantom Outhouse? I like that one.
Okay.
No, and this one, it's Shirtle. It's a shark with a turtle shell and a really small t-shirt.
Oh, awesome.
Shirtle in Series 2. That I love that figure. That's amazing. You know, we really didn't mention, we didn't talk about
shark. It is a shark with a turtle shell. And a really tiny t-shirt. Like it is perfectly named.
There's no other way
Shirtle.
To describe that. So, yeah. So, Cryborg, Shirtle, Grimgord, Cuddlehard, which, of course, is like the OMFG logo, and Puke Knight, all in Series 2. And, of course, Luke's Toy Store, the gold exclusive. We have that. You can check out Luke's Toy Store to pick those up. And we'll talk about some more of the other colorways as I get them, because
okay.
I did order a couple of them. And... we also talked about DC Collectibles.
Hey, any word from the Horseman on New Outer Spaceman? That should be soon.
No, I think right now the focus... Well, the new line, I think, is coming soon. But I think the primary focus, for right now at least, is Power Lords. And I'm guessing that we'll hear more at Toy Fair.
Oh.
Because they have their event again at Toy Fair.
Oh, right.
So I think we're probably going to hear more then.
Is that the Saturday?
I believe that's the Saturday,
so
but I'm not
Hasbro,
sure yet.
And then...
We always have that.
Oh.
Yeah, it always gives us time to, you know, get something to eat in between.
Another sloppy Joe in between.
DC Collectibles Batman Arkham City statue Harley Quinn, also out this week, sculpted by Jack Matthews. Retail value $125.
Maybe.
Of course, we don't know the edition size on this, which makes us believe that it's not a limited edition.
Right.
Although we assume that there is a limited number of pieces, but we don't know what that is. And finally, Bella De La Mer, the new Doc A piece in collaboration with Arts Unknown. You should definitely check that out. Check out all of Doc A's work. It's pretty fucking awesome. And I think that's about it.
And with that, OG, we will end this episode of Big Heads Geek Stuff. As we end all episodes by saying good night, Banksy, or J-Roo, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.